PC Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome to PCP. It's me, P-Cole, with PCP 693, starting a little bit late today with just a little bit of a technical issue, but hopefully we'll be all okay pretty soon. Let's get started with some music. This is OPA.
Стадион, на траву выходит он, синий-бело-голубой, слышишь песню над него?
Наш зенит чемпион, подпевает стадион, нужен гол, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол. Наш зенит чемпион, подпевает стадион, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол.
Ты в жару за красивую игру до последнего свистка, наши флаги в облаках.
Наш зенит чемпион, подбивает стадион, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол. Наш зенит чемпион, подбивает стадион, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол. Наш зенит чемпион, подбивает стадион, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол. Наш зенит чемпион, подбивает стадион, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол. Наш зенит чемпион. Подбивает стадион, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол. Наш зенит чемпион, подбивает стадион, нужен гол, мы за питерский футбол.
PC Podcast.
It's got sparkle. It's got life. It's got a whole lot going for it.
Rock hard.
break. You're just about to give up, so you couldn't give a chuck about staying in the race. But brother, it's times like these you gotta rise up.
Rise up.
I said, brother, get off of your knees and rise up.
Rise up.
If it feels like I'm talking to you, then rise up.
Rise up, rise up.
What else are you gonna do but rise up?
Rise up, rise up.
You never know what'll happen next. You might be screwed, you might be blessed, but he who rises up has no regrets. Sometimes been coerced by my own hunger.
Pick yourself up.
And I have felt the icy cold upon my neck.
Pick yourself up.
And I have sometimes had to beg and steal and borrow. But today is not tomorrow, and I won't look back.
Pick yourself up.
And don't look back.
Pick yourself up.
By your own bootstraps. Step for the trials. Live like a lion and don't hold back. Pick yourself up, put your up, and don't look back. Pick yourself up, whoa, whoa. Buy your own bootstraps. Pick yourself up and start celebrating. When you don't hold back, pick yourself up. Don't look back. Pick yourself up. Buy your own bootstraps. Pick yourself up. It's there for the trying soldiers. Live like a lion and don't hold back. Yes, you can live like a lion when you don't hold back.
So, two great tracks to get us started there. We had Opa, who are a band from Russia. I haven't played them for a long, long time. That comes from an album called Nakrula, N-A-K-U-R-L-A-H, and the track was called Zenit. And then after that, we had a new track, which is available from Airy magazine, number 420, it says. Not quite sure. The track was called Pick Yourself Up, and the band was called The Toys. That's T-O-Y-E-S. Anyway, nice to be along. Nice to have some people listening to the show live, which is always good. I have got, I'm not sure how many tracks I've got to play for you today, but I've got lots of different stuff from different times, different genres of music. And we shall get started now, or move on rather, with Baseku Kuyate on Nugoi Ba and a track called Muso Fanga.
Thank you. Podcast. All smashing.
Thank you.
Two more tracks there for you. The first of which was Basiku Koyate and Ngoni Ba. The track was called Muso Fanga. I picked that up a story out quite a long time ago from an album called Ba Power. B-A Power. And then after that we heard Candelabra, a French band. And a track called Ceremony of Shame, which I picked up probably 2 or 3 years ago now when I was trying to write some stuff for Echoes and Dust, but as I soon found out, I'm not a very good music writer. I'm more of a music player, as it were, so hence more podcaster rather. So here I am doing exactly that. It's been an interesting week. I've been working on some stuff for the Grassroots Music Network. One of the things I've been doing was working on something about NFTs, not these non-fungible tokens that I mentioned a short while ago. And my sort of bit was sort of, you know, what are NFTs for dummies, as it were, you know, which is pretty much where I was a couple of weeks ago. And it would be interesting to find out slightly more. So I sort of did a bit of research. And then I got a contact from Lucy Van Delft, who contributed and worked with me on a dubstep zone many, many years ago, in 2011, in actual fact. And she was wanting to sort of tokenize the podcast and actually put it into an NFT on the Ethereum blockchain, for those of you that know what that means. And I was like, what is this? It's got a Creative Commons license, it's not right. I was a bit sort of skeptical, but I've had a further chat with her about it, and what she's trying to do is she's trying to archive her legacy, as it were, all of her photographs, all of her artwork, all of her graffiti, all of the music she's been involved with, and that include me. And this sort of has been NFT'd, has been blockchained. And I was just wondering why she wanted to do that. It's not really for sale. It's what's called gasless minting. More words that I didn't understand until recently, which basically means it's there, it's available, but it's not necessarily for sale. And I suppose it's what Lucy was explaining to me was it's basically like archiving your legacy for future generations. It's like a bit like putting your music into, or anything, your artwork into a gallery, and then somebody comes along a bit later, possibly after you're dead, looks at it and goes, oh, I quite like that. So imagine what Van Gogh or Vermeer would have done if they had access to NFTs. Interesting. Very interesting. Still don't understand it enough. Still got to do some more, but it's something that's keeping me thinking, which is always a good thing. Here's something else keeping me thinking. This is Ardonyx from an album we put out in two parts called The Octopus. This is from part two. It's a free download on, what's the label? Let's have a little look. I haven't found that, have I? I should have checked that. Look at the properties of the file, Kogel. Does it tell me? No, it doesn't. Oh. No, it's just Ardonyx himself. He was self-released on Bandcamp. Anyway, the track is called Control.
Your profile is dope. Fire emoji. I am a social media expert. Grow your profile with 2k followers for $20. We have listened to your track. We think it would fit our playlist. Payment details on the link below. Dear webmaster, get on page 1 of Google. Dear webmaster, dope fire emoji.
Excellent. That was a leg puppy track, and that was Your Profile is Dope. It's just come out. Rather excellent. I do like what Leg Puppy does. They're sort of very political, very emotive. He was railing against betting, the betting adverts and stuff a while ago, which was quite important to me because I can't stand the whole thought of betting and people doing very, very dangerous things with lots and lots of money and becoming very ill as a result of it. But it's one of those things that some people do. I know some people enjoy it. My son actually quite enjoys a bit of gambling, but he's very quite clever at organising things and doesn't make a mess of it. But I wouldn't want to get involved myself, just don't find it very interesting. Anyway, that was Leg Puppy, and referencing to the fact that, that a lot of people sort of have things that say your profile is dope, your connection is fantastic, we love you, we want to rip you off in many, many ways. And of course, I don't want to be ripped off by any of these people. As a webmaster, I get lots of information about we can do your website better. No, you can't. Go away. Anyway, so people are starting to collect in the chat room. That's the word I'm looking for, chat room. Various different people. Mr. Clitheroe is around, I gather, and he's doing a bit of building. So I presume he's up in King's Lynn, and he's doing a bit of building. And Tom Hall is also listening. And for both of them, how about this?
And Rolly too, Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun, working together they get the job done. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. So Pilchard and Bird, Travis and Spud, playing together like good friends should. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can.
The best thing about
Pete Cogle
is what it doesn't do. It's unlikely to fall over, or spill when you open it, or dribble when you pour it.
So two more tracks there for you, the first of which was an old favourite of mine, David Starfire, and a track called Sitar Fire. Comes from his album Bollywood Bass, one of my favourite pieces and things to listen to. From him, he puts most of his stuff out there for free. If you want to check him out, he's on Bandcamp. Absolutely excellent. Based out of California, I think Oakland, California, certainly the Bay Area. And then after that, we had something that started off very sort of Indian, it finished off a bit Indian, but in the middle, had a sort of nice Irish connection that was called Celtech, Celtech. The track was called Pollination, and that's from a track from 2010, so quite an old track. I played it a long time ago and I sort of dug it out. Rather good. Reminded me of the Afro Kilt sound system that I remember seeing on Jules Holland years ago. It was just when you think it's going in one direction, it goes somewhere else. The true definition of fusion music. Right, let's take it down a little bit. Let's go down a bit quieter. This is L and M King Size from the Eardrums Pop record label, from their fifth anniversary. I'm not quite sure if they're still even around now, but this is a track called Future Life. I just love the bass on this one.
Pete Kogel.
I'm a coconut half empty kind of guy.
Thank you.
So two more tracks there for you. The first of which was by L&M Kingside, track called Future Life. Came out on Eardrums Pop. That's quite an old one as well, from 2015. And then after that we had a really good track I've obviously loved for a long, long time called Beatmapper. And the track was called Neck. It's from Birdsong, from an album called Birdsong Remixes, which is an Israeli label, which doesn't seem to be producing stuff anymore. But very good, very good. I have lots of sort of tracks like this sort of hanging around from various either podcasts I've played or podcasts or tracks I've put together a podcast and never put them up there. And of course my tastes change over time, so sometimes I decide not to play a track and then later on I do. So yes, it's very interesting. Right, I'm going to move on. We've got a new track now. It's going to be back up to date. This is a track from Happy People Records. They've got a new album out. Got a couple of them actually. From the Co-operators and Friends. I think they're on pre-order at the moment if you want to order the vinyl and stuff, but you can get the digital copy I think now. This is a track featuring Joe York and the track is called Gentrification.
Kogel.
Your life depending on this style and style and style. You don't want to be wicked and
no supper tonight.
No, I get no supper tonight.
A lot of people going to suffer tonight. Why? 'Cause the battle is getting harder.
You know,
in this siren, it's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. So a lot of people going to have to stand up and fight. Now people them are suffering tonight. Every day is just a hungry belly fight. So me can't take the drama. Me have to wonder what I want, sir. Me have to pray to Jehovah. I make Jehovah take over. He drives me life like a chauffeur. A lot of people will be running and hiding tonight. I said a lot of them going to run tonight, boy. 'Cause it's your action. You must get a fraction. In this siren, it's Armageddon.
It's Armageddon.
So two more tracks there for you. The first of which was by The Co-operators and Friends, a track called Gentrification, featuring Joe York on Happy People Records. Definitely worth checking them out. They've got, as I said, two albums come out recently featuring The Co-operators. So I shall be playing something from that, I think, next week. And after that, we then heard Shawnee T from the Dub Pistols and his version of Willie Williams's Armageddon Time, which of course was on the B-side of London Calling, if you were a Clash fan, and I was, and they had both versions. They had the Armageddon Time and the Armageddon version, which is the full dub version, which is probably one of the first early times when I listened to dub, so definitely worth checking that out as well if you can get the chance, and turn the sound system up high. Right, let's move on. Here's another band I really love. I think they're still going. The album is called Escape from Dragon House. The track is called We Were Gonna, and this is the amazing Dengue Fever.
Yeah.
Some more fantastic tracks there for you. The first of which was Dengue Fever. I absolutely love them. That was from their 2005 album, Escape from Dragon House, and the track was called We Were Gonna. I remember sort of playing that years ago, and I'm really, really enjoying what they were up to. Singing in Khmer, of course, from Cambodia. And then after that, we heard the Fred Balayu Mumbalkan remix of a track by Bohan E. Marko Makovic, and the track was called Devla, which is absolutely fantastic. And I think one of them, I'm not quite sure whether it's the remix or just the original, is based out of Brixton in England, so definitely worth checking that out. Dengue Fever, of course, based in California. Nice. Let's go back a little bit earlier. How far are we going to go back? I think we're going to go back. Oh, I'll find out in a minute anyway. This is Jigsaw by a band called According to You. We'll be right back. So a couple more tracks there for you. We had what did we have? Where was it called? According to You was the type of the name of the artist, and the track was called Jigsaw. I played that way back in BCP 347, which was way back in 2000. And when was it? Come on, let me have a little look. 2011. And it was all about one of the artists on the Strummerville connection. Strummerville, of course, as you might remember, is a place in Glastonbury, the Glastonbury Festival. But it's also was a bit of a record label at the time, and there was a bit of a charity going on as well. And Jigsaw from London were one of the people that put something together and were being played and being promoted by them, which is rather good. So that was them. And then after that, we heard Special Zip. That comes from an album, there's a three parts of an album called 100. It's from Insectorama, so they just released their 100th album, as it were. The track was called Famous Noise, and then I I segued that into Piano, the original mix by Dot Santafeo and Khan Elituk. God, I picked them, didn't I? So that was rather good. I rather enjoyed that. And I've got one last track, so I'm going to head off soon. I hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. Thanks for coming and joining me. I shall be... this will be obviously opposite podcast as well. Sorry for the bit of a technical issues at the start. YouTube kept telling me that there was no feed, but clearly there was, and you were listening to it because, well, you were there. Right, while you were there and I'm here, I'm going to say goodbye. This is one last track. As I said, Badass Rasta is the title of the track. I think it was a single. Comes out from Vampire TNA. I'm not quite sure what the TNA stands for, but that's quite an old track which I picked up in 2009, would you believe? But I think it's marvellous. So let's hear it, shall we? This is Badass Rasta and Vampire TNA. My name's Pete Kogel, and I'm still Pete Kogel. I'll always be Pete Kogel, I think. See you soon, folks.
Yeah, son boy, you know how we run things tonight, see? get fit. Jack that big band, ranking dirty piece of bass.
Sorry, I got carried away.